Secretary of State Colin Powell met today in Amman, Jordan, with diplomats from the United Nations, European Union, and Russia to discuss efforts to stay on course with the proposed roadmap to end violence between Israel and the Palestinians. Their talks followed by a day the killing by Israeli troops of a senior Hamas militant in Hebron on the West Bank. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today defended the killing, calling it a successful and important operation. Israeli military officials said the man was shot resisting arrest. Hamas called the attack an assassination and vowed revenge. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Israeli officials say Abdullah Kawasme was one of the most senior Palestinian militants in the West Bank and was responsible for the deaths of more than 40 Israelis, including a suicide bus bombing that killed 17 people in Jerusalem earlier this month. They said that Israeli special forces tried to arrest Kawasme last night in the West Bank city of Hebron, and he was shot resisting arrest. Prime Minister Sharon today told his cabinet Israel will continue these operations. Palestinian witnesses said the Israeli special forces opened fire on Kawasme's car without provocation, and Palestinian officials said it was an assassination designed to undermine efforts to restart the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Kawasme's killing came as Secretary of State Colin Powell is in the region to try to rescue the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace. Israeli journalist Danny Rubenstein of the Haaretz newspaper, who has covered Palestinian affairs for decades, says Israel's policy of assassinations is counterproductive.
I'm against it because I think it's not the right way to deal with it, and it doesn't help us. It doesn't stop terrorist attacks. On the contrary, sometimes it's even increased the motivation of the Hamas to do something.
Hamas leader Abdelaziz Rantisi, the target of a failed Israeli assassination attempt earlier this month, said the assassination of Kawasme will not go unpunished. He also said it is likely to affect Hamas's response to Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas's efforts to get Hamas to agree to end attacks on Israelis. Rubenstein says that even before Kawasme's killing, it was unlikely that Hamas would agree to end all attacks.
I don't see any chance that Hamas will agree to stop what they call the resistance and any attack on Israelis within their territories, which is in Gaza, in the West Bank, considered by them as a resistance, not as a terrorist attack.
Rubenstein speculates that Hamas might agree to end attacks within Israel, such as the recent suicide bombing of the Jerusalem bus, but would not agree to end attacks like Friday's shooting in the West Bank that killed 47-year-old Zvi Goldstein, an American immigrant who lived in a Jewish settlement. Goldstein's parents from New York were seriously wounded. The attack came soon after Secretary Powell called Hamas an enemy of peace during a joint news conference with Sharon. Powell is working hard on a deal for an Israeli withdrawal from the northern Gaza Strip and Bethlehem after the Palestinian Authority agrees to accept control for security there. Israeli media reports say a deal could be reached this week. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.